What is that on there?
Yeah.
Is it?
We're gonna adjourn the meeting, so we can let some of the long driving people here to leave, so. Thank you for staying, Larry and Taylor. We do appreciate it, so. Consideration to change lieutenant to assistant chief via civil service. Chief Dennigan.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. I'll make this really brief. For about 20 years now, the police department's had a position as a lieutenant. The lieutenant acted as the second in command and was viewed as an exempt management position. The lieutenant title slash position is currently covered under the jurisdiction of civil service for the city. I'd like to move that out of the civil service, and in order to do that, the position needs to have a different name. And I understand that according to revised code of Washington, there are three different choices that you can do to be able to do that, one of which is assistant chief. So I'm proposing that we change the lieutenant's title from lieutenant to assistant chief. This is not does not create a new position. It just merely changes a title. There are no budget funds attached to this, and I and the staff would recommend that the position of lieutenant be changed to assistant chief.
Any questions?
Is there someone who currently is acting as lieutenant?
No.
So it says in here the position of lieutenant is currently budgeted. So there's X there, amount of dollars budgeted for a lieutenant?
That is true. There was a budget increase over the highest sergeant salary plugged into the lieutenant to hold that position. So if we promote, or actually it would be an appointment under this new system, it would appoint a lieutenant that would actually rearrange, so it would be internal, so I would be rearranging, removing one sergeant, moving into that position, and having still two sergeants. So it's a readjustment of the allocated resources that I currently have.
Who appoints this position?
Pardon me?
Who would appoint this position?
I would, with approval from the mayor.
So is this making an assistant chief like a making an at-will employee, per se?
Yes, much like myself.
I don't know what covered under the civil service rules. I'm not real familiar with civil service rules. Is that like a grievance process or?
It isn't necessarily grievance, benefits. And once upon a time when you had a lieutenant here, your lieutenant was actually being paid overtime. And this particular position is got to be an exempt position and free of all of those overtime requirements. And so this would remove any argument that a person that would move into that might have to say, hey, I fall under civil service rules and I do this and I do that, therefore I'm entitled to overtime.
Well, I have no problem with it, but I think it's maybe a prerequisite to filling that position, but I don't know.
Because you established a position in the budget as lieutenant, the request is to change the budget position title to assistant chief, which moves it from civil service to non-civil service and an appointment.
And normally more money.
Not in this case. The money is still the same as you approved.
Correct.
We approved a 5%? What was it?
What I did was I took the highest sergeant salary, added 5% to that, and plugged that difference, which was $3,500 difference from the sergeants into the lieutenant. So the lieutenant line item only shows a salary of $3,500. However, if I do appoint the position and reallocate one of the sergeant's position would now become vacated and that salary would transfer to the new position. So we are not gaining a new position or allocating any new funds.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Now. Good job. Right.
Okay. I move to approve the title of lieutenant and change to assistant chief.
Second. Okay, any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll move right on to my next one. For several years, the Othello Police Department has participated in traffic safety initiatives as part of a concerted effort of multi-agencies. In agreeing to participate, the state reimburses the city for an officer's overtime while he or she is actually working on the emphasis patrol. The emphasis patrol is seatbelts, child restraints, and speeding. These emphasis patrols occur throughout the year and are usually completed in a relatively short period of time. Attached are two memorandums of understanding with the state, which need to be approved if we are to continue our traffic safety participation. One is for a special seatbelt patrol that will take place between May 24th and June 6th. The second is for a special child restraint focused patrol to occur during the month of July. These are positive programs designed to educate the public and enforce the use of seatbelts and child restraints, both of which have been proven to reduce injury and death due to injuries sustained in motor vehicle collisions. I estimate that we might spend up to $2,000 in overtime. We have that much money budgeted in our regular overtime line item. Normally, however much the state gives us back, they would just reimburse it. It just goes back into the general fund, so it does not go back into my actual budget. I would recommend that we continue participating in these traffic safety emphasis and allow the mayor to go ahead and sign these two MOUs so we can continue that.
Any questions?
Is that what this sign is across the street over here? Is that just to get people up? That the fact that it's coming?
I didn't know that they were going to put that sign up. I knew that they were going to put it up the first time they put it up. I did not know the second time. But that is the state traffic safety network for Grant and Adams County.
Okay,
so we approve the MOUs for the Washington State Traffic Safety Commission. Authorize the mayor to sign them.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any more questions?
Yeah, just one. Uh-huh. So what will the special seatbelt patrol entail?
We actually take officers who are not working regular patrol, put them out on overtime, and they strictly pay attention to seatbelt violations and child restraints. So they are looking for those types of violations. They'll stop, warn, or take an enforcement action.
Okay. Anymore?
So financially, net on the overall budget, it's nothing because we're reimbursed for that overtime.
The general fund is actually reimbursed for the overtime. Yes. It'll be a ding to my budget,
right?
But the general fund gets reimbursed.
But you get paid by the general funds.
Yes, next year. Right. I don't get it back this year.
I got you.
So that's always been hard for me to fathom, but that's the way it works. So I'm willing to deal and live with that.
Okay. Big picture.
There you go.
You might buy the violations that you write, Phil.
The city actually gets we don't get any money from traffic citations whatsoever.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed the same? Okay, the measure passes then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, renewal of Wheat Spring contract J. Jay, before you start that, why don't you introduce Terry to us, because we have new council members, and what his job title and responsibilities are.
This is Terry Clements in the back here. He's been hired on as the public works supervisor to run the crew. And he sees the day-to-day operations, make sure that everything's going smooth. And since he's been here, it's been a lot easier than what
it's been here 2 years.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Make things a lot easier for all of us. Okay. In early 2009, we renewed a contract with Double R Springs for the weed control services for the city. Ron, at that time, of Double R Spraying, had some health issues and he had to back out of his contract. We went back to a quick request for proposals, and out of that came a contract with Outback Spraying. And they got a late start last year, but it seems as if they got moving again and got caught up, and they seemed really responsive to our needs. And we watched them, and we decided this year again to renew that contract with Outback Spraying for 2010. The chemical prices have not changed and neither has his hourly rate. And he is supplying an insurance policy with the city as a additionally insured on there, a certificate holder. And in your packet, it says for a $1 million aggregate. That's actually a $2 million aggregate. I think that meets the requirements that we needed for the city. So tonight, we're asking that we renew the contract with Outback Spraying. And in that contract amount, it's $22,000. That has not changed since the previous year.
And this is spraying along the curb and gutter, and is he doing any spraying in the parks?
We've been maintaining the parks. He's doing curb, gutter, alleys, city right-of-ways that will eventually be future streets, and other portions, some well spraying, which we normally do, and some lab work, which we normally do.
Alleys? Did you say alleys?
Yes.
And that's a liability for us if we do.
Correct. We don't want to do that.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the agreement with Outback Spraying?
I move to accept the agreement with Outback Spraying.
I have a second?
I'll second.
John? Okay. Any more questions?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my annual automatic no vote. I try to convince people the whole business model on this is wrong. It's way too expensive. We're paying this guy $85 an hour. We pay the electrician, Bill Burke, like $65 an hour, and consultants $65 an hour. The Wesley Group is an example. They don't do anything that we can't do internally. We do the ball fields, we handle chemicals, or not the ball fields, the parks, we handle chemicals, we have the permits. We're just in this major paradigm that we have to have somebody spray the alleys and these right-of-ways because of insurance. And we have $168,000 we pay for insurance. We're insured. If somebody else can do it, we can do it. It would be cheaper to pay one of our guys overtime, a time and a half to do it, than pay this guy $85 an hour to come in and do it. So the whole business model is wrong, and I don't know why we keep doing it every year.
Any more comments? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Did I miss something here?
Almost.
I guess.
That would have hesitated one, wouldn't it?
Okay, opposed the same?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all in favor, raise your hands. We have four. Opposed? Okay, it passes then. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, consultant selection, GDBG grant requirement. Jay?
As we all know, the City of Othello received a CDBG grant, Community Development Block Grant, in the amount of $312,000 for the Well 6 rehabilitation, and one for $16,000 for the plan for maintaining adequate capacity for the sewer system. The PMAC, plan for maintaining adequate capacity, is a requirement by Ecology for our MPDES permit. Excuse me. Because this is federal money, there are certain requirements that need to be met to remain eligible for this funding. One of the requirements is that we adopt a grievance process, which we have already done in the past. And we advertised for a request for qualifications in the official city paper and received only one submittal from Grant Osborne as a consultant for both of these projects. And they are a current contracted engineer. They're very capable of handling both of these projects. And their submittal is the only one received. And I recommend selecting Gray and Osborne as the city's consultant for both the plan for maintaining adequate capacity and the well number 6 project.
Questions for Jay or Larry? Okay, then do I hear a form of a motion to approve the selection of Gray and Osborne as city's consultant to meet the federal requirements of the consultant selection process for well number 6 construction and the plan for maintaining adequate capacity? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Okay, Dan.
Second.
Ken, second. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Okay, thank you. That passes. Okay. Ordinance to amend the 2010 budget water comp plan. Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. During the 2010 budget process, staff, and staff is me, I wanted to make that sound, yeah, but it was me. I was given the information, but I overlooked getting it into the budget. And it includes the 2010 water system plan update in the water fund at a cost of $50,000. The state of Washington requires this plan update every 6 years, which makes it a necessity in 2010. The staff recommends approval of the ordinance amending the 2010 budget. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Questions?
How did you arrive at the $50,000 number?
Engineering estimate.
To update a plan costs $50,000 nowadays?
The dollar requirements that the Department of Health has for the water system plan, including the wellhead protection plan, cross-connection control plan, and the new item having to do with water use efficiency, which includes council action, so we'll be involved in a couple of those decisions. Hydraulic analysis, including the new pipelines down in the SR24 area.
So you'll be doing this?
Yeah.
Well, you're just making bank tonight here.
I believe in 02 and 03, when we did our last water comp plan, it was a complete plan, and it was over $80,000. And this is an update to that. That's why it's cheaper, if you will, Mark.
You know, actually, Larry brought Trevor so he could carry the money home.
Taylor, you mean?
And make sure Larry can find his car.
Okay, Mike, you had a comment?
I just want to mention the port.
Thank you. So I guess it's not out of line, is it? Any more questions for Mike or Larry? Okay, do I hear a motion to move to adopt the ordinance to amend the 2010 budget as presented? Okay, second?
Second,
John? Okay. Any more comments or questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Unfinished business. New business.
Tim, do you mind if I make a comment to the to everybody, the council?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'll take about a minute and a half or so. Basically, this will be my last meeting. I am stepping down from the council due to personal reasons. I wish the city of Othello the best. I want to thank the city and the community for welcoming me and making me feel a part of it. Othello as a community has a lot of potential, and by passing the motion for Main Street, Othello is moving in the right direction. I wish the council the best in finding my replacement. I also want to thank the staff of Othello, the city, as being very helpful and assisting me in bringing me up to speed with regards to becoming a new member. And everyone at the city works well and works very hard, and I really appreciate all the help they gave me. So, anyways, thank you, and have a good one.
So. Well, we're going to miss you, John. You put some excitement in the place, you know? You never know what's going to happen. So I guess if it's okay with the council, we will advertise for a couple weeks and see who we get applying, and then and do an interview process. Is that okay? Is that what you like to do? Because it's your ball game here. So that'll work then? Okay, so that's what we'll do then. Any other new business?
I have a couple items.
Oh, okay.
One, to protect our newest asset we have coming, I would like to get more serious about no-through truck traffic down Main Street and somehow label local deliveries only. I personally follow, I catch trucks coming out of Walmart and I'll follow them. They just go through town. They don't stop. They don't do anything. There's no reason for a truck that hauls raw potatoes to be on Main Street, whether they're full or empty. So I guess I'm asking to staff to put together an official ordinance to this effect to bring it to council and see what kind of feedback we get and see if I can interest three other people in agreeing with me on that one. So I just think for safety issues and basically just local deliveries only. no truck traffic. And I realize what we're doing, that to me that means they can't come into town and stop and eat, but you know, I'm just sorry, that's the way it is. With that profession, preserving the citizens' assets is more important than that.
Everybody want to have something drawn up and brought before you?
It sounds good. I just got one question. Could it potentially affect any grants that we were trying to apply for?
No, I don't believe so. It can still be an arterial. There are lots of arterials around that aren't prep routes.
Okay, I guess then.
I would agree with Mark. Who's going up to Main Street yesterday, or today, as a matter of fact, this morning, and I was doing slightly over the speed limit, about 27, I guess, got passed by a great big semi heading east. Now, he must have been doing 32 or 3, going well past me, and I don't know where he was coming from, but he came all the way up Main Street, on out of town. Now, if he was down at Broadway, then he could have gone that way. Now, it seemed to me like we're out north and up Lee Road. So there's ways to get around town without having to go through. Fact is, my wife said, what's he doing up in the street?
The other item I have is just to put it out there. The most feedback I get from citizens is still about cars, both the noise from cars that are running from either their mufflers or their speakers, and then about junk cars. And the latest I'm getting is people are noticing a lot of junk cars sitting in backyards and wondering why that needs to be. And I think we already have in place a 6-foot side obscuring fence is required. And I suggested that we don't need more than 4 junk cars in a backyard. And so I might pursue that one later, but just let everybody know. I'd like to get it on the table what I'm hearing out there, and maybe we can develop a plan to deal with those things.
Okay. Any other new? Oh, Mike. Can address
the council? Thank you. Mike Beersley, in my capacity as a board member with the Chamber of Commerce, I'd like to let everybody know that on Friday, February 26th, the Chamber is going to have its annual awards banquet. Doors will open at 5:30. Cost per head is $35 a piece. The Chamber could use your support. This is an excellent opportunity to recognize local people who have gone way beyond the call of duty for this community, as well as to support the business community, the retail community here in town. And I went for the first time my last year and was pleasantly surprised with a low turnout of just 130 people. It was an outstanding event. I would call it one of the better events. So if you could kindly spread the word around about this event, I think it's well worth supporting. And it's a good time. It's a dinner and an auction. No new surprises. They're staying with proven resources. So the food will be great. And the entertainment value will be high. And the rewards that we'll be able to pass on to those who are selected as Citizen of the Year, et cetera, it'll be just a great evening. Thank you very much.
Any other new business?
Okay, I have some business then. I'm just thinking about the 12 years we've gotten award from the state for how well financially our staff takes care of things. So what I've done is put together a little reward or plaques, I should say, for honoring them. He has, get my notes here. It's been 12 years since state audits. I've been involved in that myself every year as part of the committee of state audits. And every time, even this year, they are so easy to work with. All your auditors sense that. We don't try to hide anything. We try to show them everything. They even say you give us a heated room. I mean, some cities are in the closet. Whatever. So that tells them they're not really welcome. And we've always rolled out the welcome carpet to them. We want the audit. You as a council have said you want it done every year, you know, to make sure that nothing comes up that we have to be answering for. And so we have maintained a high level of service for our citizens, and it's taken, you know, the kind of people that are in our city to make that work. So I want to recognize them tonight. You know, that
have done a tremendous job for us. So I've got some plaques here for people. If they would come up, Mike Bailey. He's our finance officer, director. I just want to say thank you for me and the council. And for all that you've done, here's an award for that, financial leadership award. So he's done really hard work you guys have done. It's 12 years in a row we've done this. So wow, I want to say that. Thank you very much. Chief of Police, you know, he's maintained a tremendous police department for us. He's kept his budget down for us, so we can afford excellent police departments. I just want to thank you for all your hard work.
Is there any more new business? Okay, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you for your patience.
We got breakfast coming.
Yeah. Who's paying for it?
Yeah. I think we got that one.
Yeah. It's like rain off.
There you go. We're going to take you up on it.
The guy in his bag, man, over there.
Thank you.